Welcome, friends. You're listening to the Swears and Does Hair podcast for bridal hairstylists and makeup artists looking to take their business to new levels. Here we tackle topics such as mindset, finances, balancing business with motherhood, and healthy strategies to keep your body and mind supporting your business rather than holding it back. I'm your host, Sue Minsky, business coach for bridal hairstylists and creator of the Next Level Bridal Business Program. Thanks for joining me. I can't wait to dig into today's topic, so let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Swears and Does Hair podcast. I am your host, Sue Minsky, and this week we are talking about how to market yourself if you are also doing spa services or salon services in addition to your weddings. So if you are going to be offering both types of services and marketing to brides, how do you need to shift your messaging so that you're not confusing or making the process more complicated for brides versus everyday other people who are coming to you for these spa and salon services? And then how can you also target the brides that you already have booked or maybe are unavailable for the wedding, but you still want to get in for updated services and things like that? How can you market to both, again, without being confusing and maximizing all of your marketing? So let's get into it. The first thing that I want to talk to you about today is making sure that your messaging is super, super clear. Anytime that you are creating a marketing message, whether you are talking about weddings or whether you are talking about haircuts or color or lash extensions, spray tans, facials, any of those types of things, all right, you want to make sure that whatever you are marketing, you have a very clear and specific person that you are marketing to for that service. So when you're marketing to a specific person, the message comes across more clearly. We want our audience to be able to see ourselves in that messaging. We want them to self-identify that yes, they are the intended person who this is a perfect service for. So if we're talking about weddings, we obviously want brides who are currently engaged and still need hair or makeup services. So we need to be really specific. Everybody in our audience on Instagram, Facebook, or the people who are going to be coming to our website, not everybody is at the same exact point or has the same needs from you. Some of the people in your following might be other wedding vendors who don't necessarily need to book you for a wedding. So when you're talking to them and you're talking about referrals and building up a network, it's completely different as if you were talking to an actual bride themselves. So make sure that you're really keeping that in mind, that there are different segments of your audience. And when you want to talk about, you know, the new facials that you have coming out and how it will be perfect for brides, you want to make sure that you're talking to brides in general and not just your audience overall. Now, there may be other people in your audience who would still benefit from those services, but you still want to make sure that your message, you're literally you're talking to that person. So when they hear it, they're like, oh my God, that's me. That is what I need for my wedding day. So for example, so say you have a new hydrafacial that you are doing. You could be talking about how it helps to prep the skin before a wedding day. Now, there is obviously other benefits to a hydrafacial. I'm not getting married. I got married 18 years ago, but I love getting a hydrafacial. There's a lot of benefits for me. So if I'm in your audience, yes, I'm still going to see, okay, they offer hydrafacials and here are the benefits. But as a bride, I'm going to immediately be able to identify, hey, this is something that is very specifically going to help me at this specific moment in time. It's going to help to prep my skin. It's going to help to hydrate. It's going to help to plump up any fine lines. It's going to make the makeup on my wedding day look better, last longer. I'm going to get better looking photos, et cetera, et cetera. So all of those things immediately apply to me, and I'm much more likely to book an appointment for a hydrafacial with you because you're speaking to me about my needs at this time. Hope that makes sense. So when you are creating marketing for these other messages, the number one thing, who are you speaking to? What are their needs right now? And then create that specific message for them. That keeps things from being confusing. If you just have one big marketing message saying, hey, I do weddings and I do this and I do that and I do this, that's how things get overwhelming and get confusing and the message gets lost. Nobody can identify themselves very specifically as being the person that your solution solves the problem for. That's really all marketing is. It's helping your audience identify that they have a need for the solution that you provide. That's all marketing is. It's saying, here's what I do. Here's how I can help you. Here's what your problem is. They become aware of they have this problem, that you are the solution, and then they book with you versus somebody else who doesn't clearly identify that. That's why people are like, oh, niche down, niche down, niche down. Your business will flourish. It's not necessarily niching down. Okay, it is getting very targeted and very specific in your marketing message. When you niche down, you're only talking to one person because that's all you're doing. If you want to be able to be multi-passionate and offer a variety of services to help support your bride's beauty needs leading up to and after the wedding day, you absolutely can. You can do it beautifully, very successfully, without overwhelming or confusing your audience, because your marketing message for each service becomes very niched. It becomes very targeted and very specific. This is how people are able to manage the marketing and manage multiple sides of a business all at once and do it very successfully without getting burnt out. Because there are a lot of people out there who are like, no, niche down. When I went from doing, you know, all the things down into one thing, my business really flourished. And that's really why. It's just because they didn't have a confusing marketing message anymore. They only offered one thing. Everything was able to be targeted and specific. So make sure that everything is very clearly defined. Who are you speaking to? How do you help them? What is the problem that they have right now? And what is the solution that you provide to help them with that problem? And then do that for every type of service that you offer. Okay? And then pick just one topic at a time, one service to focus on at a time when you put content out there. If you're going to make a post about hydrafacials, who are you most specifically trying to target? So again, back to that like hydrafacial type example. If you want to start getting more moms to come in for a hydrafacial before the wedding because they're concerned about looking older and they don't want a lot of heavy makeup or they don't want the makeup to feel heavy on them. It's really important as we get older to really focus on skincare. So that's going to help them feel better on the wedding day because they're not going to need quite as much makeup because they've been taking care of their skin. So it's going to satisfy multiple different pain points for them. And it's going to be a solution from multiple different angles for them and for you. So you're going to talk to moms on why they should come in for a hydrafacial differently than you're going to talk to brides who want to come in for a hydrafacial. So you can talk about hydrafacials multiple times in your marketing message, but each time you're picking a different segment of your audience and narrowing down and being really specific on who the solution is for at this moment. So you can put together 5 or 6 different reels, posts, carousels, all these different things, and just talk about how it helps moms, okay? And then you can pick, all right, I'm going to create several different pieces of content about how this helps brides, okay? And then if you're just a general salon as well and you want to get in people that aren't necessarily working with you for the wedding day, you can just talk to other people, benefits of hydrafacials for regular skincare maintenance or post-wedding. So now you're calling back in the brides who maybe didn't come to you for a hydrofacial beforehand, or didn't know that you offered that service. Now you're opening it up to that segment of the audience as well, or to other wedding vendors. You know, there might be wedding vendors out there who are self-conscious about being in the background of other people's pictures, or maybe they have headshots coming up, or maybe they have a styled shoot coming up, and they are going to have photos taken of them behind the scenes for their marketing purposes. You could focus and talk to them specifically about, hi, come in for a hydrofacial. We're going to help you look your best. So when you are getting photos taken of you working, you're going to love how you look in them. You can use them for your website. You can use them for your marketing collateral. You can use them for your online content. And now you're calling in how you're specifically helping that segment of your audience. All right, moving on to tip number two. When it comes to your website, all right, it has to be super clear on who you're speaking to at the same time. Just like with your content, you're going to have content that's specifically talking to one person at a time with how you help satisfy their needs, how you help them solve the current problem that they have. Your website needs to do the same thing. Otherwise, it gets overwhelming and it gets confusing. If you give brides too many options, they're going to be like, no, I'm just looking for hair and for makeup right now. That is what I want. So you need to make sure that your website is very clearly defined and there is an easy path to follow for them to get to the information. The homepage that they come to needs to have very, very obvious, here's where you start if you're looking for hair or you're looking for makeup. Here's where you start if you're looking for in-salon hair services. Here's where you're looking, you start if you're looking for in-salon skin services or spray tans or lashes or what other type of services that you offer. So when they come to the page, they know where they need to go to find the information about their specific problem. If you just kind of have a little bit of everything everywhere and you're like, look at all these things that I do and that I offer, they're going to be like, I don't even know where to start. Okay. And you're going to lose more of your audience than you pull in. But if you can be really specific and say, hey, brides, if you're looking for somebody to help you with hair or with makeup for your wedding day, this information is for you. They're going to be able to go to that page on your website, or you can even have specific websites just for these different types of things. And then they all interlock to each other with backlinks. All right. So they would say, all right, here is the website or here is the webpage for wedding days. I need somebody to come and do my hair and makeup on my wedding day. Here's all the information. Here's the pricing. Here's what the booking process is. Here's how to contact. Here's what the timeline for booking looks like. Here's all of these frequently asked questions and all of these details that are only about wedding days. Okay. They're going to get all the information that they need quickly and efficiently, and they're going to move through the buying process faster. If they're going to a website and there's a little bit of everything, they're going to kind of skim through stuff and they're not going to move through the process as easily because they're not going to have all the information that they need right then. So they're going to maybe fill out your contact form and then they're either going to go back and forth with a bunch of questions or they're going to ghost you because they were able to go to somebody else's website who does hair and makeup for wedding days and doesn't offer all these other things. So the only information on that website is very relevant and very specific to them. They got the information that they needed fast. They didn't have to email you and ask you questions and wait for you to send them. No matter how beautiful and well-informed your PDF is that you send them or your first email, if they are already overwhelmed with information or confused or missing information, they're going to go find it somewhere else on their own timetable. They're not necessarily going to sit around and wait for whenever you get an opportunity to send that information to them. Even if you send it immediately, okay, if they're sitting there surfing the internet and they're contacting a bunch of people, they're looking for information, taking notes, and making quick, informed decisions based on what they find online. then they're going to go back and they're going to check all of the information in their inbox at a later time. They're not necessarily going to go to your website and then go to their inbox and see, did it get sent immediately? They're going to continue in the process that they're already in. They're in like, I'm surfing the internet mode right now. They're not going to suddenly switch over to email the second after they fill out your contact form. So it doesn't matter if it's instantaneous. If they get that PDF sent to them right away saying, thank you, here's all of my information, they're not necessarily in the inbox yet. They're still getting information from other people. And if they find it on that website, that person's going to move up higher on the list. Okay, just because that person was able to give them information faster. So what I recommend is if you are going to focus on hair and makeup for weddings and you're going to offer other salon services, have two separate websites. All right, I maintained three websites for 15 years between salon services, spray tanning, and brides. All right, each website was very targeted, very super specific, and the people found the information that they were looking for quickly. Chances are, my bride was going to fall into all three categories, but whether she was coming to me first for spray tanning and then found out on my spray tanning page, oh, hey, I also do hair and makeup. If you're interested in that, please come here. Whole separate beautiful website, very deep. All right. Most of the time they found me on the bridal website first because that was my main method of marketing. And then I was able to transition them into, hey, I also offer spray tanning if you need that. Here's the other salon services that I offer as well. And here's the information on both of them. All right. So sometimes, again, people came to me in the middle for the salon services and they were like, oh, I'm also getting married. Or also, I have a friend who's getting married. They could very quickly find that, one, I did do weddings and boom, here's the link. Here's the entire website just for that information. All right. It was super clearly delineated, very well organized, and it worked very well for me. The beauty about doing a website is you really only build it once. It takes a little bit of maintenance, but you can schedule that in and be like, okay, every 6 weeks, I will go in and I will add a new photo or remove a photo or update something very small. 10 or 15 minutes of maintenance every few weeks, but you put the work in, you build it once, and then it works forever for you to keep the information super targeted and organized. Now, if you are going to offer supplemental services to your hair and makeup for wedding days, you have to understand and you have to define in your business structure what is the primary business and what's the supplemental business. You can do 50-50. However, when you try and make it more equal like that, that's when it becomes harder to balance the time. I recommend having one of them be your main focus, and that's where 60 to 75% of your business and your marketing is focused, and the other one is a supplement for an additional revenue stream, all right, versus trying to do 50-50, because then the message does become a little bit more confusing because there's so many different messages happening to different people all at once versus 75% of your business is wedding days and you use salon services as an additional way to make more money by saying, hey, now that we're working together for your wedding day, here's how else I can help you. Or you use it as a way to market to people who came to you for hair and makeup for weddings. Either you weren't available or they ended up booking with somebody else. You have the opportunity to still pull in revenue from that person and say, hey, I can also help you with this. I know we're not working together for your wedding day hair or your wedding day makeup. However, as a bridal specialist, I do understand what a bride's needs are from their salon services. This is one of the things that I did when I was still doing haircuts. A lot of my brides would come to me for a haircut or a blowout right before the wedding or for their color touch-up or for color matching for extensions, all those kinds of little things because they were worried about they were growing out their hair. It's a very common thing. You hear brides say it all the time. Oh, I'm growing out my hair. I'm not getting it cut because every time I go get my hair cut, she always takes off 2 or 3 inches and I don't want to lose any length, et cetera, et cetera. So I could have a conversation with my brides throughout the entire booking process about, hey, I understand your concern is that you're going to lose too much hair, that they're going to cut too much off. However, let me explain to you why regular small trims is going to be healthier for your hair in the long run and make it look better on your wedding day. Why don't you come to me every 6 to 8 weeks? I will take off a half an inch at a time, and you can trust that I'm not going to chop a bunch off. Regularly coming in for all of these little mini maintenance cuts, it's just cleaning up the ends. I'm not going to change the shape on you. I'm not going to steal you from your hairstylist. This is just regular maintenance trims. The people who would come to me for that were the people who didn't trust their regular hairstylist, which to me was just a red flag anyways. If your clients can't trust you to fucking listen to them when they say, don't cut it all off, I'm growing it out for my wedding, and they have to come to somebody like me who's like, look, I'll actually respect your wishes and still make your hair look good, that's a red flag for me that you're not listening to your clients, and eventually somebody's going to be able to steal that client from you. Somebody else like me is going to be able to say, I respect you and I listen to your wishes. It doesn't matter if she needed 6 inches off to make it look good because she refused haircuts. At least I was getting her in for a half an inch every 6 to 8 weeks, and over time I was able to get, you know, depending on how early in that process she started to trust me, which was why earlier in the conversation, the better, the more likely I was to see them multiple times before the wedding day, at least a half an inch. We all know hair grows about a half an inch every 4 weeks. So if every 6 weeks she was getting over a half an inch of positive growth, I could take that half an inch off. It didn't visually look any shorter to her, but I was able to just micro chop it up and at least get a few inches off. And she never noticed. She could never tell the difference. And it was really super easy supplemental income for me. I did it all as dry cuts, so she could see exactly visually how much it was. I could clean up just what needed to be cleaned up at a time, do a nice deep conditioning treatment for her, a keratin treatment, something along those lines. So it became a really great maintenance package for salon services. So if you are somebody who wants to be able to offer that, have the conversation really early and just say, hey, after the wedding day, go right back to who you were going to. But if this is something that you feel that you're concerned with and you're looking for somebody you can trust to take care of the maintenance of your hair along that time, then go ahead, come and see me. And now this might piss off some other hairstylists who are working in salons and are like, oh my God, I can't believe you were fucking stealing people. Again, if that person didn't trust their hairstylist, the chances of them getting pissed off about not being respected at their appointment was already so high. If they trusted their hairstylist and had a good relationship with them, there's no way I would have been able to quote unquote steal them. All right. You got to be able to have trust with people. And there is an opportunity for somebody else to be more trustworthy than you. So take that as you will, guys. Same thing when it comes to skincare and stuff like that, all right? I always offered spray tans. I used to do lash lifts, lash extensions, facials, all kinds of stuff. I went through all the different phases of what salon services can I also offer to my brides, put it together in a maintenance package between now and the wedding day, which was usually between like 6 to 12 months of maintenance that they were coming to see me with, because I was able to form that level of trust. And I was able to form that level of trust because I had very specific and very targeted marketing. Here's what your problem is. Here's my solution for it. Here's why you can trust me with it. And then they would come and they would see me. So decide, you know, is the salon going to be your main source of income and you do weddings on the side? All right, then 60 to 75% of your marketing needs to be for salon services. And then you say, I also do weddings. If you're somebody who's getting married, I also specialize in this. It's a specialty service. It's not like walking into a regular salon. The reason why you need to make sure that people understand that salon services and wedding services are very different is because the booking process for them is completely different. The general public is not understanding or is just not suddenly just understand or like, no, this is how they're different. They just see us as, oh, you work in a salon, you must automatically know how to do hair. Or how many times as a hairstylist have you gotten the question, oh, do you do makeup too? Because they assume that's one and the same. Or as makeup artists, you get people who are like, oh, can you also do my hair? They assume that because we do one, we must do everything. They don't understand. Because salons are like, yeah, we can help you with everything. So they see the specialty people, the people who come to them, as just being an extension of the salon. And we must all do the same thing. We must all do all the things. And it must be booked the same. And we can talk until we're blue in the face with our audience about, no, you have to book it 6 to 12 months in advance. You cannot come to me a week before your wedding and try and have me fit you in. Okay? That doesn't even work with most salons anymore. Most people are booked to the point where like, you know, I can't just fit you in. Maybe if I have a cancellation. Wedding cancellations don't happen the same way that salon cancellations happen. So we really need to make sure. That's why we have the information separate. If I'm looking for this service, I need to know, well, what does the booking process look like? What's the timeline for this look like? What information do I need to know before I contact you to start the booking process? How much is this going to cost me? What's my retainer? Do I have to sign a contract versus not a contract? You sign contracts for wedding days. You don't sign a contract when you're going to go get a haircut. Okay. So again, we want to make sure that the general public understands the differences. Keep the information separate. If you want people to respect you as a wedding vendor, you need to run that part of your business like a wedding vendor, all right? Not like a salon, vice versa, all right? Which one's your main income? Which one's your supplemental income? And then make it clear to your audience and your clientele which one is which. And you can totally put it together as, hey, this is what I do, but I can also help you with this and still build the same level of trust in either side of your business. Just because you're saying I also do this doesn't necessarily have to mean, oh, this is my side gig and I just do this for fun, or this isn't my real job or whatever. And then they don't have the same level of respect as they would if you're like, this is my main job. All right. You can still build the same level of trust. You're just being more specific about here's my main thing and here's what I can help you with in addition, and still build trust that you are an expert in both. All right. Lastly, I want you to understand about your marketing collateral and how those need to be different for those different services. We talked about your website, but now we're going to talk a little bit about collateral. What collateral means. Collateral is the PDFs that you send out, the photos that you use on your website, the emails that you write to people. They're going to be different. The processes that you have put in place. So if you use Vagaro to book your salon appointments, you're not going to use Vagaro to take your wedding day contracts and to book your wedding day. They might be linked through something like Google Calendar, where you can see the appointments and the times and the availability for both things. But because you use one system to book wedding days, doesn't mean that that's going to be the same system. So it's going to have very different systems and processes, and then the specific things that you send to people as information. So you want to make sure that when you are talking about wedding day services, that all of your collateral has pictures of weddings, brides, the hair, the makeup, all of that kind of stuff. When you're talking about salon and spa services, those photos and images and language that you're using to talk about them is all got to be very specific. You can talk to brides both ways, but make sure that the imagery, that it feels like it still belongs under that umbrella of your business. Same thing, like if you're going to target specific members of the bridal party, like moms. Moms are a fantastic subset and a great way to market additional salon services. Moms want to feel pampered. Moms feel left out a lot okay, before the wedding day, all of the emphasis is on the bride. All the attention is on the bride. Moms feel a little bit left out. They might be going through a lot of stress with the wedding planning. They may be feeling insecure about their looks because now they're getting older and they're in a room full of all of these young women. Here's how you can help them feel better, whether it's feel better about how they look or even just general stress relief. They'll be willing to pay for those types of services. You can absolutely make a ton of money by specifically targeting them. Put together collateral, specifically talking to them. Put together an entire PDF, all right, where it's just for the moms. So when you're talking to your brides and she says, yes, my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandma, blah, 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 the groom or the other bride, you know, like whoever else, their spouses, their parents, their moms, whatever, you can say, hey, I have some wonderful pre-wedding stress relief packages I put together for moms, grandmas, etc., as a way for them to feel beautiful and to feel special. Here's some information. You can pass that along to your mom. If she has any questions about it, here's the website where all the information is available for her. Here's my email that she can email me and ask me any questions. Here's the link where she can book online. Whatever you want your next step in the process to be, you can send that away. It's a really low stress and like, it's not high pressure, all right? You're not being salesy, but it's a great way to open up the conversation without having to come out and say, oh, by the way, I do this too. You should have your mom contact me, or I could do this. Does your mom ever get facials? You don't have to start a sales conversation. You can just say, oh, I have this package. Let me send that information along to you. Feel free to pass it on to your mom. When my brides would come in for trials, I had a beautiful little folder. It was well branded. I had like my logo on it and everything. And then there were sheets in there that I had printed out, like little flyers, and they talked about different services. Okay. I would have one in there about spray tanning. What does the bride need to know about spray tanning? Here's when you should do a trial run for it. Here's when you should do it before the wedding day. Here's how to prep for it. Here's why you don't have to worry about it coming off on your dress or turning orange, etc. And if your bridal party is interested as well, here's package options. I can come to you and do a party, and you guys can do that, you know, 48 hours or so or 72 hours before the wedding day and make a night of it with all your girlfriends. Or you can all come to the studio and, you know, here is the package pricing if you have X number of people, et cetera, et cetera. So you can do those kinds of things. So she would open up the envelope or the folder and she'd be able to look at all the information and pull out each piece and focus just on that. So it was like a page on my website or a separate website where it was like, this is the information. This is very specific. Here's who it's for. Here's the problem. Here's the solution. Here's the process on the back of the page. If you want to move forward, here's how to do it. So all the information about that one specific thing was right there versus like, here's just a brochure and here's all of the different things that we have. Cool. Only one person gets that brochure. What if she wants information about the tanning, but her mom is also interested in the mom's package? Have something in there if you want to have something to physically give them at a trial or mail to them or whatever. This is for the moms. Let her have something that she can put in her hand that she can look at. Particularly for moms and grandmas, the older generations, they like that tactile marketing. They like to be able to see and touch and feel. Not everybody is technologically savvy, all right? We have to understand what is the best way to market to the different segments of our audience, okay? Not everybody is going to be on Instagram. Not everybody is going to be on TikTok. There are going to be people that we can still market to and still get a lot of money from if we can adapt our message to them. Now, I'm not saying that you have to make a million flyers and pass them out to everybody and that's going to be your marketing strategy for that service. That's only for a small portion of it. But it is an additional revenue opportunity if you can match it. Okay. So keep in mind, again, it's how are you going to deliver the information to the person that needs it most effectively? What's that method? All right. Who are you trying to speak to? Who are you trying to target? If you're confused or curious, or you just really want to dive in more on that topic, I do have my course, Unique as Fuck. It is not just branding, but it also helps you to identify different segments of your audience and who you help. So if you're just doing weddings and you need help with figuring out, well, who's my dream bride, so you can create a marketing message that targets her and speaks directly to her, so when she sees you, she's like, this is the person for me. That is in there. But it can also be used to help you segment your audience and do the exact same exercises for how can I add in additional revenue streams. Who does this service help? It helps you to walk through all of those things and map out, all right, where is this person that I'm looking to target? Are they on TikTok? Are they on Instagram? Are they on Facebook? Do they come into salons? Do they need paper things? Do they need more analog or old school marketing tactics for me to reach them? And then you can create that marketing plan for them. You're going to have a much more effective marketing plan if you really deeply understand who you're trying to target and how to get in front of them. And the same thing just for brides in general, particularly if you are struggling to stand out from other people, or if you are looking to rebrand your business and you are maybe raising your prices, or you want to move into a new luxury market, or you want to target specific venues. How are those people going to find you? This mini course, you can watch it in a weekend. There's a handful of modules, videos that you watch. They're relatively short. They're between 30 to 45 minutes. So you could totally binge it really quickly in a weekend, but a bunch of workbooks. And that's where all that really, that value is working through these workbooks to help define your target market. So you can put all of these things together. And then what you do at the end is you take each of these workbooks and you build a website. You build a marketing platform for that. You figure out, okay, who's my captions? What images do I need? How do I speak to this person? How do I articulate the message of this is how I help you and help them identify themselves? So that course is coming back out. It will be back out September 20th. It's going to be relaunched. I had it earlier this year. I've revamped a few things. I've added more workbooks. I've added more trainings. There's some special bonuses that are coming out. So that will be re-released on September 20th. So make sure that you go to my Instagram and follow me so you can get on the wait list when that opens in another week or two. Or send me a DM on Instagram and mention this podcast episode and just be like, hey, I'm really interested in this branding course to help me narrow down my message, help me figure out who I'm speaking to, how I can help them, and I can and start marketing a little bit more specifically and a little bit more effectively. All right, let me know. I want that course. I need this. I will give you information on how to actually get on the wait list early and some other special bonuses that you can find out about before everybody else. But there will be a public wait list opening in another week or two. So that is it for today's episode. I hope that this was helpful in helping you to reframe how you market and understand the difference on why you need to be specific and how that helps you be much more effective. It's not always about pumping out more content. Yes, if you want to get a bunch of likes and get a bunch of followers and get Insta famous or get viral, yeah, it's quantity. Just keep pumping shit out and eventually you'll get in front of the right people. But if you can make it more specific and more effective in your marketing and in your messaging, you don't need to, because your message is going to get in front of the right people. And when it's in front of the right people, it's actually going to work for you versus, yeah, you get a bunch of likes from people who don't even live in your state or your country, or people who aren't even brides. So do you want to focus on quality? Do you want to focus on quantity and hope that you grow that way? Personally, I am a quality over quantity kind of person. In general, with everything, it's a much more long-term sustainable business practice. It's not going to lead to burnout. It's going to get you more money faster. So let me know. Anyways, this week we're going to do our little affirmation. All right. And are you ready for it? All right. I can be a multi-passionate artist who helps brides with more than one part of her wedding day. So as long as I maintain balance between the needs of my business with my life. Okay. So that's that whole sustainability. Am I going to focus on quantity? Am I going to focus on quality? All right. I can be a multi-passionate artist who helps brides with more than one part of their wedding day beauty needs, so long as I maintain balance between the needs of my business with my life. All right. Thank you so much for watching today on YouTube, for listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. I will see you back next week. Don't forget to like, to follow me on Instagram, and send me a quick DM about today's episode so I can give you more information about how to join the waitlist for Unique as Fuck. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you feel empowered, knowledgeable, and capable of handling anything that your business throws your way. Don't forget to subscribe to get access to new episodes as they are released each week on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Love today's episode? Let me know. Leave me a review and tell me what your biggest takeaway was from the conversation. Have a request for a future topic or someone you'd like to hear me interview? Find me on Instagram at BeautyBizCollective and drop me a DM. And if you're hungry for more actionable content to help you grow your bridal business, go to www.swearsanddoeshair.com/bookmorebrides to sign up for my free on-demand training and learn how to book better quality brides faster, easier, and with less stress.